Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, if you can update me this morning, the number is 0800 121 7575.
It's Monday morning, and it's time for...
David Smith at breakfast.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
Good morning, how are you? Hope you're well this morning. It's a Monday. Monday the 23rd of March, and it's David looking after things all week on breakfast. Nice to have your company as we start a brand new week together. Loads going on. Got a brand new star of the show to meet a little bit later on. Looking forward to meeting Ricky. Ricky from Brockworth. Who's a very passionate chap when it comes to charity shops. More to come from Ricky a little bit later on this morning. We know that the price of a barrel of oil is impacting on everybody who's got a petrol or diesel car. Well, spare a thought for our farmers in Gloucestershire, who says this is big for them. Really, really big. We'll hear from our business correspondent, Dave Harvey, a little bit later on in the programme to tell us more about that. We've also been to the Forest of Dean Half Marathon. Our Rocky was there at Speech House Hotel. And we'll see how she got on a little bit later on.
David Smith at breakfast.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
That's Erasure and A Little Respect on BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Good morning to you. 9 minutes past six, Monday morning, with David here between now and ten. Nice to have your company as we start a brand new week together. Looking at the weather, he said, scrambling around trying to find it. There it is. Looking at the weather for today. Here we go. Mostly bright, as Mark was suggesting. Cloud will spread from the north and west in the afternoon, becoming largely cloudy in the day, but mostly dry. 11 to 14, 52 to 57 degrees Fahrenheit, which is perfect for my plans for later on. Absolutely perfect. They involve walking a dog, having a sandwich, and having a nap. Oh, it doesn't get better than that. But anyway... I'm Mr. Rock and Roll. That's how I'm described around here by my colleagues. Todd's back on travel this morning. We'll catch up with him a little bit later on this morning. Hope you had a lovely weekend, whatever you did. Saturday. Now, here's a thing. Saturday. Not for me, I hasten to add, but for my other half. We test drove a car because she needs to think about swapping a car. So we test drove a car on Saturday. And I was quite happy to just be the passenger, you see. But no, why don't you do it as well? So I handed over my driving license to the car dealer and we test drove this car. And there's nothing more nerve-wracking if you've test driven a car than trying to get it out of the dealership and getting it out of a very, very tight parking space. Of course, that was my gig, obviously, because I was asked to be the first person to drive, so I did. But long and the short of it is if you saw a car doing circuits of an empty car park in a shopping centre somewhere, that was us, because we wanted to get used to it. We had an hour with it, and it took us about 25 minutes to say, go on then, fine, out on the road. So yeah, we literally just took it off the dealer, went straight into a shopping centre car park, and did a few circuits and a few practice. It was like we were doing our driving test all over again. But that's no bad thing, looking after it.
We're caught in a trap. Aircheckdownloads.com.